Now, later tonight, the opening ceremony of the Paralympic Games gets underway. Sprinter Orla Comerford and table tennis player Colin Judge will be the Irish flag bearers. Team Ireland have 35 athletes in total at the Games. After successfully hosting the Olympics weeks ago, now the French capital is hoping to stage one of the best Paralympic Games ever. Eamon Horan is there for us.
The city that has seen it all is bracing itself for something new. The Paralympics in Paris for the first time ever. The sights we've become so accustomed to in recent weeks will again be the backdrop to a global sporting spectacular.
Ireland!
Ireland!
Our team were big in Japan. Now they're hoping to go far in France. Nasa Russell is the Irish chef de mission.
Bit by bit in every cycle there's progress, we're seeing more equitable opportunities, and I think again what gives us great confidence going into Paris is knowing, you know, that we're part of the system that the Olympics work in. We've great confidence in the practitioners, the performance board, the sports, the system behind us. There's that kind of whole metal of everyone coming together to support us. So yeah, we're on the right track. We're absolutely ambitious, and I know the competitive spirit of this team, and they've kept me on my toes through this cycle to make sure we deliver to the standards. We think being a similar region to the Olympics and probably about 7 to 9 medals, we're really confident in medal winning performances. We're really confident of personal bests, national records, and actually again that's what we're about, the performance. That is what the team cares about, and that's absolutely what they want to put on the track, on the pitch, on the race course, whatever, in Paris. That's absolutely what they're about to do.
Over 4,000 competitors from 160 countries will be in action in 22 different sports over the coming days. Their exploits will be watched by an estimated international TV audience in excess of 4 billion. Paralympics Ireland CEO is Stephen McNamara.
The excitement has certainly built through the Olympics. We've seen a huge number of people inquire about tickets and about hotels and about flights. And hopefully everybody can get accommodated over the next few days and come and support their athletes.
The profile has increased dramatically over the last few years.
Absolutely, yeah. The profile, from London, really, I think that was the moment in which people really understood it as the sport. And I think since then it's really grown. It's down to the athletes, people. I don't want to mention one or two, but I think it would be remiss not to mention people like Ellen, who's heading into her last games. Ellen Keane, a multiple winner of medals, going again. It's going to be a very emotional games for her and her family. And the beautiful thing is that all of the families and the athletes, friends and those they love and support them throughout the games get to travel here to Paris to really celebrate this games with them.
Paris has invested over 125 million into making the city more accessible. In contrast to Tokyo, the atmosphere at the venues will be very different this time around. Team Ireland has 35 athletes who will compete across 9 different sports. Big things expected, as always, from our cyclists. Damien Verrecker is one of those preparing with gusto for Paris.
I think the form has been good, training has gone well. Everything, the support from the team is unreal, from family, friends, everyone at home. So yeah, I'm expecting a good performance from us over here.
We know there'll be a lot of Irish support. That'll have a big impact too, won't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Expecting big crowds on the road, yeah, to be shouting for Ireland. And yeah, it's always great when you hear someone shouting Team Ireland. And even now, I think that we're so close to home, and there'll be a lot of friends and family going over, so it'll be great to actually hear people shouting their name over there. So
the games themselves will conclude on September 8th.
And that was Eamon Horan reporting there from Paris.